UConner Hugh Neff is leading the Iditarod sled dog race. He is the first musher out of the Nikolai checkpoint this afternoon. Aaron Burmeister was close on his heels. Sebastian Schnula was the first musher to arrive at Nikolai earlier today, followed by Paul Gebhardt, Ed Eaton, Lance Mackey, Bjorner Anderson, Jeff King, and Ali Zirkel. Also today, rookie musher Nancy Yoshida was stuck with her team on the trail in between Finger Lake and Rainy Pass. The section of trail has several steep drops. Fellow rookie Alan Peck offered to help her as he passed by. He says she had a bad crash and her sled was destroyed.
Her sled runner broke on one of the first drops. And it broke right at the back stanchion, so she had nothing to stand on the right side. And then she also couldn't steer because of that. And so as she went down the series of the next hills, her sled eventually just tumbled off the trail on the downhill side. And the dogs and her, she couldn't get back on through the trail, so she's kind of stranded there at the time.
Yoshida has also reportedly lost a dog and is waiting for it to return before she can accept a replacement sled or return to Rainy Pass. The Iditarod is reporting the first dog death in this year's race. A 6-year-old male from Jeff Holt's team died suddenly this morning between Rainy Pass and Roan. The cause of death is unknown. Also, the first musher has scratched from the race. Officials say 62-year-old Bob Hickle of Anchorage scratched this morning at the Finger Lake checkpoint. Officials say he made the determination in the best interest of his team. He had 16 dogs on the team when he scratched this morning.